Joining us now, former Marine Chris Nowak, who is the coordinator of the PGA Hope program. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing weather-wise down there? It's cold.
It's cold and misting, and I think I saw a snowflake fall earlier, so they shut everything down.
Not good.
Well, and you spent a little time here in the Carolinas. Most guys who in the Marines don't like it, but
you had some good times, though. I had some good times.
You still picking sand out of places there shouldn't be sand?
Yeah. That's so true.
All right, the PGA Hope program, helping our patriots everywhere. Kind of give our listeners a feel of what this program is all about.
Sure. So, like you said, HOPE stands for Helping Our Patriots Everywhere, and it's exactly what we're trying to do, using golf as a modality to treat veterans with various disabilities, whether physical disabilities, amputations, et cetera, or PTSD. And what we're finding is that golf is a great modality to help veterans in the recovery process. So what we do at PGA of America is we have an 8-week program that we start with the grip, all the way through in the 8th week, they go out and play 9 holes. It's anywhere from an hour to 2 hours a week, and it's taught by PGA professionals. So these veterans get these free golf lessons. And what we're finding is, such a success with this, is that, as you know, if you ever played the game of golf, what's the one thing you got to think about when you're about to hit the ball? Nothing.
Right.
Just strike it. So what we're doing is we're giving these veterans moments in time. That's what we call it. So each time they're going out and playing golf or striking a golf ball, they're not thinking about the trauma that they witnessed or experienced. So you have a veteran, we teach him golf, we spend the 8 weeks, he goes out and plays, let's say he shoots a 102. That's 102 moments in time during that course of that veteran day. He wasn't thinking about anything else but the game of golf.
Yeah, and even if it goes awry, he can be thinking about how pissed he is that he hit a bad shot. I mean,
obviously you've seen me play, right?
Yeah, it doesn't have to always go well. My moments in time, some of them are very dark on the golf course. So Chris, as we, I'm looking at your bio and I'm very, very impressed, obviously, and thank you for your service to our country and now your continued service to our troops and our heroes. I'm curious, you got into this. Not necessarily a golfer per se in the traditional sense, and you also lost your lower leg in service.
Correct.
So you weren't just some guy who whose uncle worked at the PGA of America who got some gig, right? I mean, you're the real
My
deal.
My friends think that though because I can't golf.
Right. So how does that perspective help you help our heroes?
It helps a lot because I know I know what they're going through. I've been there. I've experienced it. I was an athlete growing up my entire life. Probably irritate some of your listeners, but, I was the guy who beat up the golf players in high school.
Hey, so, you're me.
So golf was, not my family or anything else like that. And after losing my leg in the Marine Corps, and, I said, I got to do something. I got involved in golf, started a couple of clinics, and was able to come work for the PGA of America and give back as PGA of America does. And it's really, really important that your listeners realize that it's going to take a nation to heal our veterans.
Yeah.
The VA can't do it. Department of Defense can't do it. It's going to take the entire nation to say, we have to help our veterans. And that's what PGA of America is doing with the HOPE program.
Yeah, I got to ask you too. When these guys get out there, I mean, do some of them have a perception that it's golf? How hard can it be? And then when they actually start trying to hit a stationary object and the strenuous activity and the practice and all that stuff, I mean, it's harder than a lot of these guys think, isn't it?
It is, and that's what the success of the program is because it's that warrior mentality they're now able to put into something else. And you got to have that mentality for golf. You got to be willing to dedicate the time. You got to have the patience. You got to understand the feel and all that. And that's part of a warrior mentality. So that's another reason the program's so successful.
Yeah, I mean, these are guys who, in some ways, you know, I've always said my life is more collision than precision, and that's the hardest thing about, you know, me, the game of golf for me. I was a collision athlete, and
right.
You know, and to have that stupid white ball mocking me as it's, I mean, you know, I can hit something that's moving, but I somehow can't manage to hit something that's sitting still straight. But do you have guys on the other end of the spectrum who perhaps maybe had a background with some golf and now are having to adjust to having, you know, a prosthetic or suffering
right.
from PTSD or focus issues? I mean, do you have that end of the spectrum as well?
We do, and it surprises me of how many people have played golf before and come to our clinic, because, you know, my background definitely was not in golf or anything else like that, but we have a lot of golfers that – have played the game of golf that come to the program. I know this one kid. He's a firefighter up in Boston. Got blown up pretty good in Iraq, and his whole purpose and his motivation to get better was to become a fireman again. And he became a fireman, and he can hit a 4-iron on a rope 230 without even trying. And it, you know, I said, how'd that happen? He goes, well, I played golf before I went in the military. So I told him he had to go home.
I can teach you nothing. Well,
yeah.
We're on with Chris Nowak. He's the program director for the Hope Project, an awesome thing that the PGA of America is doing to help our veterans. And I'm curious, you know, we talk about it's going to take our entire country to heal this, particularly this generation of veterans. Do you ever worry that with all of the different charities and foundations, that the cause gets diluted, or do you look at it from, you know, the more the merrier?
No, you know, you bring up a great point, and I think that it has gotten diluted, and that worries me, and that's one of the reasons I'm proud to be working with PGA of America. And what we've done as part of this working with PGA of America is we've developed a partnership with the Department of Veterans Affairs. So in the past, the VA was giving out multiple grants to various organizations that said they were going to provide veterans with golf. Once I started working for the PGA of America, we approached the Department of Veterans Affairs and said, look, we will do this for free. You do not have to give out grants for golf. We will do this. So what that has done is allowed the VA, when anybody approaches them about golf, or want to start a program or want money for golf, they send it to my office at PGA of America, and we then evaluate and decide whether or not we're going to partner with them so that we know that when veterans are going to take up the game of golf, they're being taught at PGA professionals, and that we have some sort of gathering place for all of this data and information. So I know that's a long answer to your question, but I do feel like with all that's going on, some of it does get diluted.
Yeah, and I'm actually gonna ask you to build on that even further, and maybe put your feet to the fire just a bit. You know, there was a time not that long ago, there were very few charities, and they were big organizations, the United Way and stuff like that.
Yep.
And we all knew what their mission was. And now, you know, you're coming out of the 90s, and when there are a lot of people starting foundations, some of them starting for tax purposes and things like that. If someone really wants to help our veterans, how do they vet the groups that are constantly approaching them? Like, Wounded Warriors is wonderful. It's supported by a lot of people in the golf community. But don't send me a blanket. Spend that money on something else. I don't need a blanket. I don't need a tote bag. I don't need any of that. If I make a donation, put the money where it needs to go. I don't need the swag that comes back my way. It's called a gift for a reason. So if you really want to help veterans, how do our listeners go about vetting the groups that are best suited to do that?
I think what you have to do is just do a little research. You know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet. There is some watchdog agencies out there that will rate the charities. And you look at that and just ask the question of how much of this is directly going to the veteran and how big is the staff? I mean, the PGA Hope program, it's just me. So, you know, when people donate to our Hope program, it goes directly towards the programs. PGA of America itself pays my salary. Mm. So all the donations go directly to the veteran. And I think you just have to ask and inquire. You know, there are people out there doing great things, and I truly believe that, you know, people don't wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to screw over a veteran. But I think what happens is they get caught up in in what's happening, and it becomes bigger than what they can handle.
And to Chris's point, if you want to donate, you can go out to pgareach.com, and over on the right-hand side, there's a Donate Now button that you can click, and then it opens up, and you can select your initiative, and under the military, the HOPE program is right there, along with some other ones for diversity and youth as well. So, I mean, you can make a general donation, you can make a specific donation to the PGA Reach.
Hey, Chris, in doing this, have you become a golfer, or are you still just a guy who plays golf?
I'm still just a guy who plays golf. You know,
because there's a difference.
There's a huge difference. And every time I buy a new driver or a new wedge, I think that's the solution, and it's not. And every time that box shows up from, you know, at the house, my wife just shakes her head and says, "Your game's not going to get any better." She tells me all the time that the famous, you know, it's the Indian, not the arrow story.
Right, right. A new rifle doesn't make you a better shooter.
Correct.
Well, no. You see, no. What you got to explain to her is, you always have to explain to her, it's not me, it's the club. I have never hit a bad shot in my life. It's the club's fault.
That's what I still believe that to this day.
Yeah. It seems like she might be a step ahead of you, though, with the whole Indian, not the arrow. I heard that growing up, too. Every time I looked at my baseball mitt or the bat or my lacrosse stick or my hockey stick, I could just hear my father in the background going, "Stop looking at the stick. The stick didn't screw it up. You did."
No, it's exactly. It's never my fault. If you believe it's your fault, then you're not going to be as good a golfer as you can be. Because if you hit a bad shot, then you're going to hit more bad shots. If you always blame it on the club, you don't have to worry. It wasn't me. I'm a good golfer. I am a good golfer, Mike. It's not my fault. It's the club's fault.
If you say it makes it true.
Right. Look at all the people we're keeping employed, but every time we buy a new club and balls. And
there you go. Yeah. That makes perfect sense. Well, look, Chris, before we let you go, I want to ask you a little bit more about, you know, where this program is today, where it's going, and what you need to have it, you know, sort of meet the mission and the vision that you have for it.
Well, sure. Just in your area, we have a program in the Charlotte, Salisbury area at a place called Rock River, and now we're growing another program in North Carolina in Greensboro. We're not sure exactly of the course yet, but just, you know, people check us out on the website and understand that there are people out there who are truly helping veterans and giving back, and that's what it's about, is just giving back and helping others. And that's what PGA Reach does through the HOPE program, and I appreciate you guys allowing me to be on. We have 62 programs across the country who are growing. We'll be having a big tournament at the PGA Championship this year called the Secretary's Cup. And that's where we invite people who have graduated from the HOPE program to come and participate in the tournament. So if you want to come out and see some veterans, play the game of golf, let us know and reach out to us on the website.
Awesome. Well, Chris, again, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate your support, not only in defending this country, but in helping our veterans to kind of get some time away from whatever's going on in their life. And like you said, to not think about anything except hitting a golf shot.
I appreciate it. If you can give me any quick tips before I play next time, I'll let me know, all right?
Just tell your wife that we recommended you get to go buy a new driver.
new set of clubs.
Yeah, new driver. All right.
New driver.
All right.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. That's Chris Nowak, former Marine and the PGA of America's HOPE coordinator.